from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chase, been a while since we checked in with our buddy Jason Longshore, so I figured after a big win, a much-needed victory, and the schedule's been kind of wonky, so I wanted Jason to get us all caught up to date. On Atlanta United, of course, you hear him with Mike Conti on the calls. Jason, appreciate the time. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm good.
Yeah, of course. First of all, how big was this victory to get three out of this one, and then where does Atlanta United find itself right now as the playoff chase begins?
This playoff race is going to go down to the wire because everybody is still in it in the Eastern Conference, and it's going to go up and down and all over the place just because it's the most competitive I've seen, really, where last place is just a couple of points out of a playoff spot. I mean, you're gonna see a lot of movement in the table down the stretch. So every point's critical, and especially 3 points on the road, which is, you know, unexpected in this league. This is a league where it's very home advantage based. And when you can get 3 points on the road, and maybe a little more so in terms of 3 points against a team that you don't really like because they're a local rival, that adds a little bit of extra momentum to the push. And when you get it the way that you did, I think it's twofold. One, it's a homegrown in Jay Fortune getting that goal, his first as a professional in Major League Soccer, and you could see what it meant to him, what it meant to his teammates, and also what Rob Valentino said. You know, this is the kind of grittiness that he wants to see out of this group, because they're going to have to fight for it right now. Every game's going to be so close, and the later you get in the season, they feel like playoff games even before you get to the playoffs. It's just games are lower scoring, more defensive, teams are more cautious just because every point matters. So you got to learn how to win these. And winning that one in Charlotte on Saturday night, I think it can give this team momentum. You got to deal with the break now, and you got to keep that momentum going. But you get a couple of home games in a row before you go to Red Bull, and you need to stack up some points.
What do we see from the new guy, Alexi Marinchuk?
One, we saw 90 minutes from him, which I did not expect. Nobody really did. We talked to Rob Valentino, Mike Conti, and I on Friday, and, you know, hopeful for 60, and that was kind of the upper end of it. You know, I talked about it at halftime, where I think the plan was to assess how much he ran in the first half, see how he was feeling, and decide from there if you were going to continue with him or not. The first half was a little slower paced. That probably helped him a little bit. Now, it sped up as the night went on, and full credit to him for being able to grind it out. You know, he was more limited as the night went on, no question about it. This is a guy who did not have a preseason in Europe, maybe a week or two, did training on his own, you know, staying in shape, but staying in shape and being ready to play 90 minutes at a high level are two very different things. The way that he was able to contribute and grind that out is, it says a lot about his character. I thought we saw his quality, and we saw the team starting to adapt to him. He's a very different kind of player than the previous number 10. If we're going to talk positional and replacement, yeah, he's the new Thiago Almada, but he's so different than Almada. Thiago liked to dribble and would unbalance defenses on the dribble. Alexi likes to unbalance defenses with quick passes. He's a one-two touch kind of player. So that means teammates have to be locked in quicker to look for combinations, to look for 1-2s, to make those movements off the ball. You give Alexi the ball, and then you pop into an open spot because his natural inclination is to find you as opposed to dribbling to carry the team forward. It's not a right or a wrong thing. It's just a different player. So the players around him have to adapt. And I thought we saw some really nice glimpses of that as the night went on in Charlotte.
Was there a chance, as we're talking with our buddy Jason Longshore here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, for the team to even add more potentially, and they chose not to pursue it this time?
Say that again?
Was there a chance for the team in the latest window to even add more talent alongside Alexi Marinchuk, but they chose not to do so at this time?
No, I don't think they chose not to pursue it. And, you know, Garth Lagerwey's talked to us a lot during this past month, Leagues Cup and through the window and then after the window. And if you haven't had the chance to check it out, I sat down with him and Demetrios, who is the executive vice president or senior vice president of strategy, for a podcast that you can listen to on Off the Woodwork. It's 45 minutes, and we went super deep into MLS roster rules and mechanisms and salary caps and all of it. What both of them said in the conversation, and they both said this in other formats as well, they got close on a couple of additions. And what Demetrio said in the podcast was that they agreed to terms with the players that they were chasing, and not all at the same time. You know, you try to get one. If it doesn't happen, you might look to another player. I don't know the order and exactly how it went and what it was player by player. But they agreed in general with players. It was trying to find that transfer cost with the club to bring that player in. And there's always a line. And there's always a bar that you're spending too much, even if you'd like to get that player right now. You can't overdo it. And that's a challenge. This window worldwide was really interesting. And, you know, Demetrios talked about it in the podcast about how in England, and this was a couple days before the European window closed, which was 2 weeks after the Major League Soccer window closed. That created complications because some European clubs were willing to wait 2 more weeks to see if they could get a better offer from a club in Europe, as opposed to the offer that was on the table from Atlanta, and other MLS clubs fell into this too. But also the valuations have been out of whack. And I think when you look at the grand scheme of this transfer market worldwide, you have some new rules in place in Europe that are curbing spending. And you have some clubs that are adapting to that. So spending in general was down. And you had some clubs that were maybe overvaluing players to sell. They'd rather hold on to players at the moment. So they were asking prices that were just too high. Now, when you go into January and this club will be able to add 2 designated players in January, it's a different kind of market. It's a different kind of opportunity for Atlanta United. And it's going to, I think, be a different situation because you're going to have some clubs that are very willing to sell, and you're going to have some clubs that are not going to be in as willing of a position to sell. But MLS, their window will close later. So you'll be able to take advantage of situations, for example, where a player is at a club and unhappy and wants to leave, and there's no European suitors available because their windows have closed, and MLS can come in with a good offer and a club will take it. So the paradigm flips a little bit in January, but long answer to your question, they did try. They didn't come up with the right fits for the right amount of money and the right deals, and they didn't want to make a deal just to make a deal. They wanted to make the right deals, and now they're going to have to do that in the January window.
Yeah, and, you know, being conservative for the sake of being conservative doesn't sound like that was the case either. So, as you said, the club tried. It just didn't find an offer that made sense.
Yeah, I did. That's a really good point because I really did not get the sense that they were purely being conservative. I think they were looking at some pretty interesting targets. I mean, when you look at the names out there, and the club will never confirm this, and you know, you know how a Falcons/Atlanta United club is going to handle these sorts of conversations. They're never going to talk about rumors. But there were lots of rumors, and these were pretty big name rumors at big clubs. So they were, sounds like, swinging pretty big, and they just didn't get the right deal at the right price for the right player. And now they're going to have to do that going into the next season.
All right, so it looks like as we're wrapping up here with our buddy Jason Longshore, make sure you give him a follow on Twitter at Longshoe and listen to all the Atlanta coverage. As you mentioned, that podcast, find it on the Odyssey app. From the 14th after the break through October 2nd, you got five matches in a 2.5 week span. How does Rob Valentino manage that?
Oh, you're going to have to use a little bit of smoke and mirrors. You're going to have to do your best to keep guys healthy. The good thing is, you know, when he took over this team, you had to deal with worse stretches than that. So it's not going to be easy, but it's not going to be as daunting as the stretch that he had to deal with in July, for example, with all of the travel added into it as well. So you've got some things I think you've learned from that that will help you here. You've got to get, you know, somebody like Tristan Mbyumba back, because you're going to have to rotate your midfielders. You know, when you add a Moranchuk into that group as a 10, you're going to have to rotate between Moranchuk, between Fortune, between Sleish, between McCarty, between Mbyumba. That's a lot of players for a couple of positions. That's a good thing. You're going to have to rotate your wingers. You're going to have to try to keep guys fresh alongside the fact that you're going to have to pick up as many points as you can. So it is a tough balance at times to make decisions in game of there's a chance here for me to get three. I need to go all in, push my chips into the middle of the table. Or, you know what? We have a point. This game doesn't feel like one where we can turn it the other way. We need to hold on to what we have. Let's use that side of the bench and defend what we have as opposed to being overly aggressive and going for it. That's a tough balance to strike. And I think, you know, Valentino's going to have to lean on his coaching staff. And you have somebody like Carl Robinson who has been through that in his coaching career. And I think he's going to be a big asset in these kind of moments, along with the veterans in this team, to handle the workload and those moments of, is three possible or is one the best outcome for the day? Is that win possible or is it going to be that draw? And deciding when to go for what game to game and honestly half to half.
All right, Jason, appreciate the time. As always, full steam ahead towards a playoff push, and we will be rooting vamos, vamos, Jason.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that is our buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.